light to guide us. So please.
בדף המקורות שלנו, העבודה באמונה.
Excerpt number 27 on the page of Work in Faith Above Reason from the article of Rabash. The blow that one receives from the Creator when he takes from him the work, when he takes from him the flavor of the work, by this itself he heals him. Because then he has no other way to serve the Creator but with faith above reason.
When the, please.
It follows that the blow that he received from the Creator, from this itself he can be healed, for otherwise he will remain in separation. By this we understand what our sages said, that by the blows of the Creator he heals.
He gives the person a new state to advance further to level of Bina. Yes?
In other words, this is the healing, that he gives him room to work with faith without any support. Also, we should understand what our sages said. The Creator makes a decree and the righteous revokes it. This means that the Creator makes a decree, taking from him the pleasure of the work, and there is no harsher decree than taking from someone the vitality in the work.
It turns out that now I move out. Yes, Amit.
But the righteous revokes it. That is, if a person says that he wants to work without any reward of vitality and pleasure, then the decree is revoked in any case. Moreover, now he rises to a higher degree. For now, he is in a state of pure faith and is regarded as having no self-interest.
Keep. All right, so let's continue, Amit.
צריך להאמין למעלה מהדעת שהאדם נמצא בשלמות.
28, Rabash writes, a person must believe above reason that he is in wholeness, and so is the whole world. It follows that in this way he can and should thank the Creator for giving us abundance. This is called the right line, which is the complete opposite of the left line. That is, in the left line, we walk within reason. As was said, that a judge has only what his eyes see. In other words, it is specifically with the intellect and not above the intellect, above reason. But when shifting to work with the right, the left ends up being the cause, so that the right is built on the basis of above reason. This is, as our sages said, the left rejects and the right adducts. In other words, the state of left shows a person how he is rejected and separated from the work of the Creator. The right adducts, pulls near, means that it shows him that he is close to the work of the Creator. This means that when he engages in the left should bring him to see a state of rejection, that he is rejected and separated from the work. When he engages in the right, he should come to a state where he sees that he is close to the Creator. And he should thank the Creator for the right and pray to the Creator for the left. Rav. So, again, reading excerpt 29. One must engage in Torah day and night, that the night and the day should be equal for him, as written in the Zohar. In other words, the state of completeness called day and the state of incompleteness called night should be equal. That is, if his aim is for the sake of the Creator, then he agrees that he wants to bring contentment to his Maker. And if the Creator wants him to remain in the state of incompleteness, he agrees to this as well. His consent is expressed by doing his work as if he were rewarded with wholeness. This is regarded as agreeing. That is when the day and the night are equal to him. However, if there is a difference, to the extent of the difference, there is separation. And on that separation, there is already a grip to the outer ones. Hence, if a person feels that to him there is a difference, he must pray to the Creator to help him so there will not be a difference for him. And then he will be rewarded with completeness.
Yeah. Let's continue some more.
Excerpt 30, Rabash writes, a person should establish the praise of the Creator and then pray. Clearly, while he establishes the praises, he says that the Creator is good and does good to the bad and to the good, and that he is merciful and gracious. At that time, it cannot be said that the person is deficient, meaning that he lacks something, whether in spirituality or in corporeality. Otherwise, it means that he is merely saying it, but his heart is not with him. That is, in his heart, he thinks differently from what he says with his mouth. For this reason, it is impossible to sing and praise the Creator and say his virtues, but the person says about himself that he has abundance and he lacks nothing. Thus, how can one say so when he finds himself bare and destitute? Bara Sulan said about this that a person should appeal to himself as though he has already been rewarded with complete faith in the Creator, and he already feels that the Creator leads the world in a manner of good and doing good. Although, when he looks at himself and at the world, he sees that he and the whole world are deficient, each according to his degree. He should say about this, they have eyes and see not, meaning above reason. In this way, he can say that he is a complete person and lacks nothing. Naturally, he can establish the praise of the Creator above reason.